Hour number two of Midday with Trey and BK at 11:50. We bring you our dogs and cats from the weekend, including the city of New Orleans, showing a little bit of a pathetic side. At 11:30, it's Tinder time. What's the headline in today's Tinder time, Wags?
Antetokounmpo saves child from wearing big baller hoodie.
And in mere minutes, we share some of our personal stories from watching Super Bowl 52 last night. I am Trey Elling. Across from me is Brad Kellner. Wags behind the glass. You can follow us on Twitter. He's at Brad Kellner. He's at Not the Fake Wags. I am at Courtesy Wave. Also, feel free to chime in on the Specs text line 337-3776.
Dude, I'm tired today, man. I mean, I don't understand why today is not a national holiday.
It should be.
Then again, if anybody should be working the day after the Super Bowl, it's probably sports radio people.
Yeah, you make a good point, but maybe don't make that point again.
Should I not say that?
As we're trying to push this as a national holiday.
Like, come on.
I don't want to have to slug through this day, we're talking about the Super Bowl and commercials and our personal experiences and things like that.
Everybody's tired today, man. Everybody's out at a Super Bowl party, watching with friends, watching with family. People are drinking a little bit, having a good time, dealing with a lot of people. You shouldn't have to just wake up and have a normal day the day after the Super Bowl. Come on. At this point, we've had 52 of these things, 52 opportunities to turn this into a national holiday, and we haven't done it yet. It's a mistake.
I expected traffic to be a little bit lighter coming in at 7:30 in the morning. It wasn't. It looked like people were on their normal schedules, which just goes to show that people still have responsibilities that they have to take care of. Freaking adulting, man. It's a tough thing sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I hate it. Every single day I want to go back to college so bad, man. So bad. But
I don't disagree with you on that. I don't understand at the very least why companies don't have at least like half days. Because how worthless is just about everybody going to be in the first half of today?
Right. And people think the Super Bowl should be on Saturday. What would you think about that? Super Bowl Saturday.
I agree with
that. Since you're already giving guys 2 weeks to prepare, right, between the conference championships and the big game, moving it a day earlier so everybody can go back to work perfectly fine on Monday and just rest up on Sunday.
I agree. It should be.
I disagree. NFL's Sunday sport, man. Should be on Sunday. Today should be a national holiday.
It's a Sunday sport, except when it gets into the postseason. Then it becomes a Saturday-Sunday sport.
That's true. It's, 5:30, too. It's an interesting kickoff time. You're not hitting that Sunday nightcap, and you're not getting the day game. It's kind of weird where they put that deal.
I'd be okay with them moving it earlier in the day. Like, even 5 o'clock, but something more like 4:30, 4 o'clock. The game itself was over at, 9:30 last night?
Yeah.
So that wasn't an unreasonable hour. We've seen these games go until beyond 10, at least Central Time, and that's when it starts to become a little bit more of a struggle because we know a lot of people drink. We also overeat. My God, I ate so much food last night.
Yeah,
I was sick to my stomach by the end of the game. Not because of the outcome, just because I ate entirely too much food throughout the course of the 4 hours.
Yeah, and I guess I could have gone to bed right after the game. Instead, I chilled with KD for a little bit and stayed up too late. That was a poor decision.
That'll do it.
I sleep a lot this weekend. But yeah, no, food at Super Bowl parties is good, man. What'd you do? What'd you end up doing for the game? Did we figure this out? You said you were cheering and going nuts because you won, I lost, now I have to get a spray tan, which we've got to figure out the ins and outs, the details of that.
So I think I created something that I'm hoping will catch on with the masses going forward, because year to year, based on the matchup, I will sometimes choose not to watch the Super Bowl.
Really?
It's a game that does nothing for me, then I just won't watch. And in one instance where my wife and I took a vacation to Hawaii, unknowingly, when we planned the trip at the time, our first full day there was Super Bowl Sunday. So I tried to make it the entire week of our vacation without knowing who won the Super Bowl. It was the second time the Giants defeated the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I know that now. I made it the entire week without knowing that.
On a cruise ship?
In Hawaii.
Okay.
Just on.
Nobody told you or
nothing? On the island of Maui.
That's
well,
incredible.
People were having conversations. It turned into me looking like a crazy homeless person in San Francisco, where anytime I heard the conversation starting up, because it is the biggest conversation piece in America throughout the entire year, I would plug my ears and la 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 until they were done saying what they had to say. So it took a little bit of effort on my part, but we were also in the midst of riding bicycles down a volcano or hanging out on the beach, or we didn't do the road to Hana that time.
Look at this
but
guy
doing
just bragging
a variety
about
of
going to Hawaii, man. Everybody's hard at work
dude,
today, and you're just
he
talking
can brag
about
all he
your
wants,
trip.
Man, you got to go there. I used to live there, boss.
Yeah, it's a
well, yeah, and you don't brag about it.
Wonderful.
He just
place.
Goes there for 3 days.
He just,
and
did,
just talks
he just
about
did
all the
brag about
it. I just did a shameless plug.
He just
all
shamelessly
over the place.
Plugged that he got to live in Hawaii.
I was
now everybody's
there.
Jealous of him.
Well, he was in the military. He was making an impact, not riding bikes
be
down
jealous
volcanoes.
Of my wife.
plugging your ears and saying la, la, la so people wouldn't talk about the Super Bowl. Why the hell weren't you watching the game in the first place?
Because I didn't care about the game.
So why did you care about not knowing the score?
Because I wanted to run a human experiment to see if I could make it an entire week without knowing who won that game, and I made it.
So you just ruined your entire trip and didn't listen to any conversations that people had and looked like an idiot just for an experiment?
I don't like talking to people.
You're a loser,
anyhow.
Man. Science
you find
sucks.
This out every day. Yeah. I don't like talking to people a whole lot.
I don't know much about Hawaii, but come on, man. That's bad.
We
that's
had a
bad
great,
looks right there.
We had a great vacation.
So what'd you do this year?
Justine,
I don't care. I don't care about the story. Stop talking about the beach, man.
So anyhow,
I'm stuck at work today.
Year to year, I decide whether or not I'm going to watch the game. And this year, we decided to watch the game, and we're trying to start a new trend here in America with something that I'm calling
in America.
Super Bowl party. So I had a gathering of people and we watched the Super Bowl.
What are you saying you coined that?
We had a bunch of food, we had some beverages, and we just had a merry time. Yes, I am trademarking this new idea called a Super Bowl party. And so next year we may try and expand our Super Bowl party to go beyond my wife and me and our two kids. That was a Super Bowl party last night.
That was it. You just watched it with your family?
Yeah.
You couldn't get anybody else over at the party?
Well, we were running a test experiment this year to see if...
What the hell are you doing these experiments for? Just watch the game.
Well, I did watch the game.
Well, stop doing experiments. Stop being weird, man. Just watch the game with other people.
I did. What? My wife and my two kids.
Jeez.
Who the two kids weren't really watching the game all that closely, although they were cheering with me at the end, or actually at... Going into halftime, they had bedtime at about halftime. But going into halftime, they were happy like I was whenever Nick Foles caught that touchdown pass, knowing that daddy wouldn't have to go through the spray tan, or at least at the time, it felt like those odds were a little bit longer.
Do you know that part of your job description is to be an entertainer, and you come in with stories like this? What are you doing here? What kind of entertainment is this?
I trademarked something
called
the Super Bowl party.
You started this?
Yeah.
No one else has done this before?
I haven't.
What was I doing last night?
Look, if there had been a Super Bowl party up to last night, I would have been invited by somebody.
Oh, that's the issue. You weren't invited to our Super Bowl party that we all had at the office.
What?
You weren't invited. Is that why you had this at home? No one invited you?
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, man. That hurts. Yeah, Natalie from sales. She had a party that just about all of us were at. Everybody in the office. There were kids there. Families were
really?
There. It was a good time. Well, you were working, Wax. We knew not to invite you. We like you. I guess it was just nobody really wanted you there, Trey. Am I breaking this to you right now? Seriously?
Well, I feel like she may have heard me talking about this Super Bowl.
You're all right, man? It's all right. Don't need to cry about it. It's
feel
okay.
Like she may have heard me talking about the fact that we were trying this thing out called a Super Bowl party, and she decided to piggyback on that idea.
Oh, okay.
So if anything, we are the trendsetters.
So are you getting royalties from anybody who had a Super Bowl party last night? Like, are you going to be collecting checks today?
Probably not, but maybe it'll lead to some invites to Super Bowl parties going forward for people who decide to adopt this idea.
So what's your next experiment then? You've gone a week without knowing the score of the Super Bowl, and yesterday you had a party with four people who live in your house at your own house. What's next?
I don't know. You're going to have to give me some time to think about that.
All right, man.
Goat yoga? I still owe you for that one.
That's true. There was one guy at the party last night who was just obnoxious. Every Super Bowl party has that one obnoxious fan.
I thought you said I wasn't at the party last night.
Good one. Who's either betting on the game or is just a fan of one of the teams or just is yelling at everything possible.
The Sam Tripoli?
Yeah, there was one of those last night. This dude, I think it was like Natalie's landscaper or something. He was just over there. He was one of the guys who got the invites. Man, landscapers getting invited and not even you. And I guess he had put money on the Eagles covering the spread. And I can't imagine it was a lot. And this guy was just going nuts the entire game. And his bit was he was just going with the Arsenio Hall, the the entire time.
Who was he rooting for?
Eagles.
Okay.
Anytime Philly did anything, it was like a 3-yard run play. He would just do that, and then he'd turn and say, like, I'm sorry. Like, he kept apologizing for it, but he'd keep doing it. It was like the most half-assed, half-hearted apology ever.
That's one of those things where it's like, dude.
Oh, sorry. And also,
apologizing and just stop doing it.
Just stop doing it.
Yes.
Like, I was rooting for the Patriots, but at the end of the night, it wasn't because of the spray tan or all the money I had on the game or the fact that I hate the Eagles. It was because I wanted that guy to leave the game unhappy. I wanted him to leave the party ticked off. And he also kept calling everybody Chicho. know what that means. Everybody was Chicho. Nick Foles would throw a pass to Alshon Jeffrey for a touchdown. It was Chicho to Chicho. All 53 guys on the Eagles were Chicho.
I bet that pick got tired.
Brandon Graham making the play, the strip sack of Tom Brady to secure the game. Oh, Chicho. Big play, Chicho. Oh, sorry. I mean, just on repeat. Obnoxious. Yeah. Yelling at every play. I don't know. He had beers in his hand. I don't think he was pounding them down by any stretch.
What did you consume, food and beverage-wise?
Boy, there was a great spread. You missed out, man. Ton of good food out there.
100% wasn't better than, again, trademarking this entire process, but the spread that we had.
Okay. What was on your spread? I mean, we had the
beer,
chips and queso,
beer.
Three different kinds of queso. Taquitos were there. You had tacos were there. You had buffalo chicken sliders were there. You had this bacon-wrapped bread. You had the fruit trays and the veggie trays and the dips and the chips and the sips and the lips and all this stuff, man. The beer, full bar. There were champagne bottles being passed around. People were drinking wine. Yeah, I was going with the Tito's and Sprite bit. It was everything. You can't top that.
Well, you want to talk about braggadocious right now. My goodness.
You asked me a question. I'm answering the question.
Beer.
Nice.
We had chicken buffalo dip that Justine makes. Really good.
Wow, you eat that? Even though there's chicken in there and buffalo?
Well, I dipped raw broccoli in it, but it was delicious.
It's just a disgrace to the buffalo chickens
and
out there.
And Via 313 pizza.
Nice. That's it? That's all you had?
What do you mean that's
it? Your spread
it?
Is better than what we had at
there
the party.
There were two adults and two kids.
All right, well, Chicho would not have been a fan of your spread there. God, that guy ticked me off so much. All right, so what'd you think of the halftime show? Because, look, a lot of women at the party that I was at. It was a good crowd, but a lot of women. And there were three TVs set up, one in the backyard, one in the house. And for the most part, people were just walking around, kind of talking. There was only 10 people really intently paying attention to the game. And everybody else was just kind of socializing, talking. They had the game on so they could turn and watch whatever. But when Justin Timberlake took the stage at halftime, all of the women came in the house. They made damn sure that the volume was on blast. Everybody was up there, like, dancing and watching. It's like, geez, man.
Charlie Strong's third year at Texas thought the first half of Justin Timberlake's performance was a little bit of a dumpster fire.
Wow.
But
what was wrong with it?
It was just a muddled mess, man. Just too much in the way of noise, too much in the way of what was going on around Justin Timberlake. There were too many attempts to switch things up, to keep it fresh. But then things leveled out the second half of that performance, and I thought he did a pretty good job. There were people that were on him about the Prince tribute, and apparently at some point there was a plan to have him perform with a Prince hologram, which I think would have been a mistake. I think they took the better route in terms of having Prince show up on a sheet.
Yeah.
And then the color scheme that occurred outside of the stadium itself.
Apparently Prince doesn't like Justin Timberlake.
See, I haven't looked into that enough. If that's the case, though, then that's flat out shameless that Justin Timberlake went there.
I don't know if that's his choice, though.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he has a say in that, but I feel like there's just people telling him, like, dude, Minnesota and you and... You got to make up for the whole Janet Jackson bit. By the way, did you notice that all of the women who were part of that show were wearing very covered up turtlenecks? Like, they were ensuring that there was not going to be another Janet Jackson moment. They made sure the people at home knew that no nipples, no body parts were going to be exposed during the making of this halftime show. So that was nice work right there. A little disappointing. I was hoping for a repeat performance, but beggars can't be choosers. I saw one nipple at a Super Bowl. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I thought overall Justin Timberlake did a fine job. It was also disappointing at the end where he ended up in the stands and the kid who couldn't get his phone unlocked that was supposed to be taking a selfie with him. It wasn't the kid that I was disappointed with. It was everybody else around who was sitting there taking pictures or videos of Justin Timberlake in the stands with them, and not a single person was able to just be there in the moment and enjoy that. There are going to be 1,000 other people around you taking videos of that moment. Can't you just put the phone down for a second and just be there and enjoy it?
No. Grab the microphone or something. Start singing. Do something else, but get off your damn phone. Please, God.
Dance with Justin Timberlake, man.
No, that's just not how the world works anymore. It's not how any of this works. You guys know that. I mean, look, I got no problem with people filming.
Do people crowd surf anymore?
If you want to film, yeah, you can't crowd surf, I guess, in this day and in phones.
Philadelphia, they try.
They tried.
They plunge
they
off
just
of
did trust falls from 40 feet up in the air and just hope someone was down there. Yeah, that's just the day we live in, man. You just watch a major moment in sports, right? A batter's coming up for a milestone home run, is going for 600 or something. Everybody's on their phone filming. It's okay. If you want to get the film, the footage, I get that. But watch with your eyes, man. Like, put the phone down at your chest level and be holding the button, or you don't have to hold it. You just tap the button to start filming and soak it in with your eyes. Take it in with your eyes. Like, I don't know how you watch big moments like that through a phone screen.
It's sad.
And I'm one of those guys, I don't even do that. Hey, big-time sports moments, I'm just watching it, man. Like you said, there's going to be videos of it. I don't give a damn about the videos. I'm going to remember this for myself. Big moment like that, I'm going to remember it. I don't need a video. I'm at a game where, I don't know, Adrian Beltre is going up for his 400th home run. Let's just say I'm at that game when that happens. I'll just watch it. I don't need to be filming every single pitch, then deleting the video real quick. And, oh, let's get this one going again, deleting. And it's not just the millennials. It's all ages. Mm-hmm. It's parents, too. It's awful.
Yeah, you're right. It is all age groups that are affected by this. And the biggest issue with it, other than not being in the moment, is that what you're taking, the video or picture, it's not going to be any good anyhow. Now, maybe if you're right next to Justin Timberlake, that can be one of those things where real quick, you take a 5-second video or you take a quick selfie with him in the background or whatever, but then put it down because... Yeah. Whatever it is that you're capturing on your phone isn't going to be as good as seeing it with your own two eyes.
Yep. My thing
and nobody is capable of doing that anymore.
And my thing is, how much did you spend on that ticket for the price of admission? And now you're watching it through a box.
Right.
Not your own. You pay, just like BK said, and you guys are alluding to, you pay for the experience of your own eyes to tell that story.
It's just the world that we live in, boys. It's just how it goes nowadays.
It's disappointing. So you had fun at Natalie's. We're not calling it a Super Bowl party. We're calling it a get-together around the big game since I have Super Bowl party trademarked.
It's a gathering. Well done. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I didn't get to see too many of the commercials, right? You know, we didn't have the sound on. I didn't get to hear
I watched a fair number of those.
What about Al and Chris? How were they last night on the broadcast? I was seeing some, they were a little homer for the Patriots last night. I don't know. I have nothing to contribute in that conversation, but how'd they do on NBC?
You know, I thought overall they were okay, but... GD Chris Collinsworth, can you just relax a little bit on the catch rule? Like, I felt like he was getting to the point that even if he was making valid points about things at the time, that I just wanted to see it go the other direction just to shut him up. But unfortunately, it didn't do that because he was very anti the catch being called a catch in both the Clement touchdown and then also the Ertz touchdown. He was adamant that it was going to go the other way. And that felt like a little bit of his Patriots homerism coming out right there.
You know, I thought they were both going to go the other way. I really did.
I thought the first one was going to. I thought the Ertz was going to stand.
Okay. I don't know. I just don't know. It's kind of sad when guys who analyze the game and watch as much football and get paid to talk about it like Chris Collinsworth does, they don't even know what a catch is. And how about, that 30 seconds of blackout? What happened there? Middle of the broadcast, was that on y'all's TV too? Was that everybody?
NBC paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, they were trying to go to one commercial break and somebody hit a wrong button.
30 seconds of nothing. Kudos, NBC. We appreciate that.
Somebody, sent the ballistic missile Hawaii text last night? Just did something wrong and screwed everything up?
I texted about it last night and some dude responded saying that he was angry with one of his little kids. He thought that they had accidentally turned the television off and didn't realize what was going on.
That's what I thought was going on, too. But commercials.
You thought Chicho guy was...
Oh, Chicho! I want to throw my Chicho! To Chicho! Hey, Chicho! Oh, sorry.
See, that situation, it's up to Natalie to tell him to shut up.
Natalie was kind of walking around, party hosting. I mean, I'm telling you, there was only like 7 or 8 people intently watching the TV who had to deal with this guy.
Who else besides you and Kevin?
A lot of people I didn't know. I don't know. Okay. There's a lot of non-coworkers were there, too.
You said there were kids there?
Kids there. Hmm. Yeah. They made it the whole game.
Well.
Tougher than your kids. Probably get to eat good food and stuff, too.
Tougher than my kids?
I shouldn't talk trash about your kids. I like your kids.
Yeah, Viv likes you.
Yeah, she's great.
She has the flu right now still, so we wouldn't have been able to make it.
Is she
it
in
anyhow.
School?
She's not in school today. She's
not tough.
She's going to be back in school tomorrow. Yeah, we're also trying to keep other kids from getting sick, which
That's
most
true.
Parents don't have enough respect for.
What are the symptoms for the flu? Am I coming down with this right now?
The flu that that she's dealing with right now has an upper respiratory element going on as well as a fever.
Okay.
So are you feeling a little bit of a cough coming on? You feel like you're warm?
Yeah, it's throat game is bad.
Well, upper respiratory, not throat.
Oh, upper respiratory game is bad. Oh, no, throat is... All right, I don't know what I'm talking about here. Not a doctor. I don't claim to be... how are the commercials, though? Any commercials stick out? We kind of teased it a little bit. I think every top 10 list online I saw had the MLK Dodge Ram commercial as one of the worst. Bucky was making a fuss this morning about how...
A fist?
I don't know what that is. No, a fist.
Oh.
I'm not sure what that is. He was making a fist. Yeah, he was holding up the right hand with the fist, talking about the game. No, about the other Dodge Ram commercial, ironically enough. It was like, what, the Vikings? The Nordic Vikings? Taking a ram across the ocean?
He was telling me about that one. I didn't see that one.
And there was a woman with the Vikings. It was like all these dudes like rowing this boat to get across while they were towing this Dodge Ram, and he was just mad that there was a woman in there. Cause,
well, yeah, the Vikings need their winches.
Yeah, but
to bring tankards of ale and things like that.
Would they be the ones like doing the hard work on the deal? Like, this was like the Conquistador version of the Vikings, man. This is Leif Erikson.
Maybe they'd be like a Cox woman at that point. Like
Fletcher Cox?
No, the coxman of the boat.
So what is she doing with the cox on the boat?
Man, I should have. Sorry.
I don't necessarily agree with this mindset, but if you are a Viking and you have a winch, that winch is required to do whatever it is that you ask of her.
Can you call them a winch?
If they ask the winches to help row the boats, the winches have to help row the boat.
It's true. But would you want a woman on there? Like, I wouldn't want me on there to row the boat. I'm not strong enough. And wouldn't you want to get, like, the strongest and most talented boat rowers?
It's my understanding, just based on seeing Viking-type movies and TV shows, that the winches tended to be very homely-looking women. So that means they had some girth about them. Ooh. Perhaps they are pretty good at rowing boat.
Interesting. All right, what were some of your best commercials?
And also helping out
Coxman. Some of your favorite commercials. The one with Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott I thought was pretty good, with Game of Thrones midget, who I think has a name that I should know.
Dude.
And, Game of
Thrones.
That's
the N-word for dwarf. Little people. Come
Game
on.
Game of Thrones dwarf or little person. And well, Morgan nothing, Freeman.
Well, if nothing else, that commercial resonated for you and I, because that was the commercial Busta Rhymes was promoting on this very radio show on Friday.
Right, exactly. That was pretty good. That was like one of the most, from my Google searches on what people's favorite commercials were, that was near the top.
Busta was right. Peter Dinklage, you could tell he had a natural flow about him.
Yeah, the midget and the voice guy were the two dudes.
Stop N-wording Peter Dinklage, man. Call him a dwarf or call him a little person.
I think dwarf is worse.
It sounds like it should be worse, but it's not. It's the better of the two.
All right. Sorry, Richard Dinklage. Good actor.
Peter Dinklage.
Jeez.
Just because,
the coxman
his name is Peter doesn't mean you have to go with the long version of Dick. Okay?
Sorry. All right. Richard. What were some of your favorites?
I really like the Tide commercial a whole lot. I don't know how – I haven't gone over and looked at any list of people's favorite commercials. This is just my list of commercials that struck the positive chord with me. The Tide commercial I thought was a great concept because it gets Tide in your head anytime you see a commercial where it looks like people are wearing bright clothes. I thought they did a great job of mocking stereotypical scenarios of commercials or specific commercials like the McConaughey-Lincoln ads or the Alexa deal.
They brought back the Old Spice guy.
I thought whoever came up with that idea, it was a great idea. Also loved the Danny DeVito Eminem commercial. Didn't see him getting hit by a bus coming at the very end of that one, so I thought that was pretty amusing. And also the avocados commercial. You know I'm a big avocados fan. I did enjoy the avocados commercial, avocados from Mexico.
They had another one?
Plenty of avocados from Mexico. That was a good one. There were plenty of movie trailers that occurred during the Super Bowl last night. I'm curious to see the John Krasinski, Emily Blunt horror movie that showed up early in the first half. The Rock has a movie coming out called Skyscraper, I believe.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Where he plays an amputee. He's missing his leg below the knee.
Hmm. Interesting.
And can I just say that not a fan to see somebody who possesses all of their limbs taking away an acting role, especially in a big budget movie like that, from an actor who maybe is missing a leg below the knee. That person could have very well have done a great job in that role, but instead it goes to The Rock and you're CGIing his leg away.
Maybe they tried and couldn't find anybody for the part.
I doubt that.
You know, you can't discriminate based off race, religion, gender, and amount of body parts. That's on the bit, right?
The Alexa commercial where Alexa went missing and they had various celebrities filling in instead.
That was pretty good.
Was
I did
see
that
commercial.
One. Yeah.
Although you do have to wonder, when did this whole concept of established actors appearing in advertisements here in America? When did that being considered selling out go away? Because there were a lot of Hollywood stars appearing in very basic ads this year, and I don't remember the last time. I don't think it's ever happened before. I mean, it happens over in Japan all the time and over in Europe, but at some point, the notion that that was selling out went away, and now we're seeing actors in all sorts of different roles peddling products. Also, the Also, the Australia commercial. So, news leaked sometime in the last couple of weeks that Danny McBride was starring in a reboot of the Crocodile Dundee series as the son of Crocodile Dundee. And so, we saw last night what looked to be the first trailer for that that turned into an ad for Australia, to where Danny McBride is with Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Hemsworth is supposed to be the co-star in this movie. And all of a sudden, you see Danny McBride looking around because Hemsworth is going on and on about how awesome Australia is. And he's like, wait a second, I'm not in a movie as Crocodile Dundee's son. This is just an ad for Australia, isn't it? And he said, yes, it is. So I thought that was well done. That one fooled me. Good job, Australia, on that one. And then also, let's see, are there anything else? We touched on the 30 Seconds of Darkness. No, I think that's about it for me. Those are my favorite ads.
Crocodile Dundee. I don't know what the hell that is or who that is. What is that?
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Nope. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul Hogan starred in it in the late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah, a little bit before my time then.
Also had a Crocodile Dundee in L.A. that was part two. Or no, Crocodile Dundee part two, then Crocodile Dundee in L.A. And then this was supposed to be the fourth in that series of movies, but it turns out to be a commercial.
Interesting. All right, let us know. 337-3776, your favorite commercials, favorite moments for the game. You know, it was such a great game that these are all back burner stories. I mean, some gears, right, that Broncos-Seahawks game a couple years ago, it was such a blowout that you were looking for the halftime show or the commercials to kind of save you. Last night, though, the game was awesome. Eagles find a way to get it done. We'll get back into our breakdown of that a little bit later in the show. But coming up next, Tinder time. Our man Wags will lead us through that. It's all coming. Midday with Trey and BK. This is The Horn.
Back here on Midday with Trey and BK, Specs text line 337-3776. Playing some Jack Johnson right now. Wags, what's up with that?
Where'd all the good people go, man? Philly, you don't have any good people.
They're just not people, man. I'm telling you, there's just not people in Philadelphia doing the things that were done last night.
Y'all were talking about Hawaii, too, man, just kicking it with Jack, having him jump in on the pipeline with me. Not really, but, you know, just put me in the mood.
Yeah, his Brushfire Fairy Tales CD is an album that I make sure plays every time when I'm at the beach. It's that good. All right, Specs text line. This person says, Trey is god awful. BK, why are you sending text into the Specs text line? Person says, if you admit golf is a sport, I'll come to your Super Bowl party next year. Noted. Thank you very much for that.
You're not going to. I mean, that could be like the coolest dude in the world, but you're pretty staunch on your stance. That's that. Staunch on your stance.
Very well done.
You should do this for a living or something like that. Huh?
Josh in Cedar Park says, did y'all see Kevin Hart get punked trying to get trophy presentation? I saw that when it was happening. I said, is that Kevin Hart who you can see
trying to get up there?
What he needed to do is he needed to act like one of the Eagles players' children. Like Nick Foles got to bring his daughter up on stage.
You should act like Nick Foles' kid? Because they look alike.
Had one of the Eagles players carrying him as if he was one of their children, and that could have got him up on stage, right?
And then he dropped an F-bomb on NFL Network after the game.
He admitted he was drunk.
Come on, man. You gotta do better than that.
Nah, not really. He was happy. He's a Philly guy.
I guess. I don't know. Kind of embarrassing for him. But he's coming to Austin pretty soon, and we have... Are we giving away tickets on a website or something?
UFC Fight Night tickets, Horn On at Fitness Challenge. Kevin Hart giveaway tickets.
We are hoping to, or efforting, a conversation with Kevin Hart on this show, by the way, so be on the lookout for that.
Register now for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Kevin Hart, the Irresponsible Tour. Hart will bring his routine to the Frank Irwin Center November 2nd.
He's Cirque du Soleil? What is this? What do you mean, routine? Is he like the dog show at halftime of the game on Saturday? What is this?
What is this? Lifestyle
comedy routine, man.
Tickets are on sale now at texasboxoffice.com. Register now on the contest page at hornfm.com.
By the way, the most important news of the weekend is not the Horns beating Oklahoma in basketball. It's not me coming down with the flu. It's not the Super Bowl. It's the fact that the great red panda got her unicycle back and she's back in business, baby. That's important.
Oh, yeah. NBA halftime performer.
Yeah, she's been at the Irwin Center a few times. Okay. She does all kinds of shows. The woman on the unicycle, the Asian lady who's got the, she just kicks all the bowls, the dinner bowls, from her feet to the top of her head. It's pretty ridiculous. One of the most entertaining halftime shows out there. She's awesome. Mm. Like, deserves to have her number retired or her unicycle retired.
Joking aside, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I can't believe you haven't seen her, man. She's everywhere. She's all over the world. And, and she misses it when she, like, drops a plate. It's a huge deal. It's like a national storyline.
You know, I see hipsters riding unicycles around West Campus and North Campus from time to time here in Austin. I'd love to see one of those damn hipsters try and flip one plate on top of their head, much less all the different things that she does.
Get off the damn unicycle, man.
I agree.
Get off the, what are you doing on that? Just get two wheels.
You're not as cool as you think you look.
No, you don't look cool. You look stupid as hell. So you're not even as cool as stupid as hell, I think. It's terrible. And I don't like the bikers a whole lot at all. I mean, that's a point that people get upset with in this town because everybody's on a bike. You guys just take up too much space, man.
I don't have a problem with bicyclists, but
the roads where there's no bike lanes and you're just taking up a lane, get the hell out of there. Walk bike on the sidewalk.
There's the thing is when you're endangering yourself on roads where you have no business being riding on. And I save the text messages. I understand that they are entitled to a lane as well.
No, they're not. Get them off.
Use common sense. It helps keep you safer and helps keeping other people from encountering situations where out of the blue a bicycle is in front of them and they're having to swerve out of the way.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. Just it's nothing to do with the safety issues because I don't care about their safety. It's just I'm like the NFL, you know. I pretend I care about the player safety, but really, it's just slowing me down on my commute whenever there's a biker in the road, and that's a problem for me.
Perspiring artist said, would you pony up $15 million to help produce an action movie starring an amputee that nobody has heard of? Me neither.
Perspiring Arts?
Perspiring Artist.
The Craig Way Report?
Something
report
like
about the Perspiring Arts?
He made a comment at one point about the Perspiring Arts, so I put him as Perspiring
nice.
Artist all in right. Specs Text
like
Line
yeah,
contact book.
That's an interesting point right there.
Law Office John says, the Amazon commercial was my favorite. Also, Cardi B looks damn good in it. The worst part of all those people is that they're going to look at their videos one time and never watch them again and then realize how terrible the quality is. I agree with you, Law Office John.
It's just the way the world is right now. We were talking about people at the halftime show last night with Justin Timberlake when he kind of walked amongst the fans, which is pretty cool. I feel like I've never seen that at a Super Bowl performance. People just aren't watching. They're not dancing. They're not taking it in with their eyes. They are just filming it on their phones, staring at a phone screen. And, everybody else has it on video. It's going to be on the internet. Like, you'll be okay. Just enjoy the moment, man.
Yep.
Live for the now. Live for the here and now. But it is what it is. All right, Wags. It's that time. 11:30 every day, a little bit later today, but let's fire up Tinder Time.
Sponsor!
Tinder Time is brought to you by Altstadt Brewery. Altstadt Beer, it's German beer made here. It's the absolute best beer you can find in Central Texas. Get you some today. It's the official beer of BK. It should be the official beer of you as well. It's Altstadt Beer. No impurities, no regrets.
What's first headline in today's Tinder Time, Wags?
Giannis Antetokounmpo saves child from wearing a big baller hoodie.
Oh, saves child from wearing big baller hoodie. What's his beef against the big baller brand? Come on, man. Swipe right.
Swipe right.
Yeah, well, apparently a group of Greek fans, Greek kids, came to watch Giannis Antetokounmpo the other day when they were in town to play the Brooklyn Nets. Well, in Brooklyn to play the Nets. And went and, you know, paid homage, paid tribute to this crowd, walked amongst them, and greeted all the fans and everything, and then saw a big baller sweatshirt on one of the kids, and then didn't rip the sweatshirt off the kid, but asked the kid to take the sweatshirt off, took his own sweatshirt off of his back, Antetokounmpo did, and then gave it to the kid. Now, if the kid grows up to be 6'11", then he's got a sweatshirt to wear, but still, he took the big baller brand off the kid. I don't know what happened. I'm looking at the video. I can't see what happened to the sweatshirt. I'm assuming that the kid got his sweatshirt back. But yeah, what's this about, you know, the NBA not liking big baller brand here? Do you think this is a common theme shared amongst the association?
That's pretty funny. Cool moment for the kid. I mean, that's an upgrade. The Giannis game worn sweater.
In size, too.
Right, exactly. I don't know if he's ever going to be able to wear it, but it's something you can hang up or just have. I don't know, man. Big baller brand. I'm a fan. I'm looking at the website right now. I've always thought about buying a shirt or sweatshirt, and Thankfully, I haven't yet because everything's like $50. $50 for a damn cotton t-shirt. And the shoes, man. People buying those shoes? $500 sneaks? Has anyone bought those?
Yeah, people have tried to buy them, and now they're suing Big Baller Brand because what they thought they were buying isn't what they received in return.
Ooh, now there's the Zoe 2 has its own collection. Lonzo's got his own off-brand from the Big Baller Brand itself.
That screams success.
How about that?
They're just creating gimmicks out of, you know.
He's got his own logo.
It's a Russian doll of gimmicks going on with this Big Baller Brand and with LeVar to begin with. And I have no problem with the NBA wanting to distance itself from that clown show.
It's the Kobe's that did not make the production line.
Come on, man. It's all about Lonzo. I miss Lonzo, man. He's been out for a while. He's got knee problems. He's not even back to practicing for the Lakers. He's a fun player to watch, but yeah, I mean, the whole LeVar Ball show. You know, they let that dude coach a couple of games in Lithuania. Like, they have let him be the head coach for, I think, one, and I think it's about to happen again for his son's professional league basketball games overseas.
Is this the reason why the association might have a negative stigma towards him, though?
It's just, I mean, the Lithuanian team's just looking for pub, man. Who the hell's talking about Lithuanian basketball if it ain't for those two
but
cats?
At what expense, though, dude?
What's it cost?
A big mouth? A loud mouth?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, LeVar Ball is obviously over the top, but marketing-wise, I'd say he's done a pretty good job. Pretty good job. He's got NBA players taking off sweatshirts on little kids because he doesn't like the brand.
He has done a pretty good job. He's also getting sued by a number of people right now and may end up in jail because for malpractice, but in terms of running a bad business, a corrupt business
that is not
paying up on what it's promising and charging people for things.
Are people actually receiving their products that they're ordering? Yeah, I heard they weren't.
They're receiving in some cases they're not, but in other cases they're receiving a version of the product that looks nothing like the picture that they were ordering it off of. I know Dan Levitard, I think he ordered two or three pairs of shoes and he opened them up and he's like, what the hell is this? This looks nothing like the picture that I was ordering.
On national radio he did that?
Oh, yeah. I remember
great.
That.
Yeah.
Don't act like I can't be educated too.
Oh, man.
Tell Donald Trump to have a great Thanksgiving.
Because Big Baller is.
Big Baller is. That's still my favorite 20 minutes of television in the history of television.
Wow.
LeVar with Chris Cuomo or Cromo, whatever he was calling him.
Cuomo.
Oh, on CNN.
Yeah. Oh, like Google. Like Google Crow. All right. I like that way more than anybody else did. Sorry.
Yeah, that is true.
How do we get here?
Next up, Wags.
Why do we always talk about LeVar Ball, man? How does he do this? Every sports radio show in the country finds a way. All right. Yes.
Are the Cavs finished?
Boy, I mean, this is a conversation we've had the last few weeks, it feels like, and I keep saying they're not finished, and I still don't think they're finished because they're going to make a move at the deadline to try to add pieces. I still think, 2 weeks
to
left until
pieces,
the deadline.
You think?
Yeah, I think they're going to get Lou Williams and DeAndre Jordan. I think they're going to find a way to
32-point blowout in against Houston. Yeah. Not at Houston. It was in the land
in
that
the
got
land.
Trampled on.
Yeah, no, they're bad right now. Houston's really good, of course, but Cleveland's not only losing games to decent teams, they are just getting run out the gym on a nightly basis right now. They're not playing defense. They're not playing together as a team. Kevin Love being out is a problem. This team has issues right now. And if they don't make any moves at the deadline, I might have to change my stance on this team. Right now, I'm still bigging with Cleveland because I think they'll do something to improve their status. But, jeez, man, they are getting worked right now.
LeBron, I like it. Stand strong.
11-point LeBron James. 11 points, 3 of 10 shooting on 31 minutes.
That's just when's the last time LeBron has only had 11 points? I mean, if he does stay in the teens, it's because the Cavs are winning by 40 points and he gets to sit the entire second half. He might have a foot out the door too.
He said last week that the league needs to consider taking the Cavs off of national TV, at least in the short term.
Yeah.
That's how bad they are right now.
He's right.
He's being brutally honest about things.
They are struggling right now, so we'll see. I mean, plenty of regular season basketball left to be played, and God, LeBron generally finds a way, even if his team has problems in the regular season. Once April and May hits and the calendar turns to the postseason, they usually can figure it out. But I don't know if they've ever been this bad. I don't know if any of LeBron's teams, like since pre-Miami LeBron, have had issues like this.
You'd have to go back to the beginning of his career.
Yeah, exactly.
Close
first
to
couple years.
Like with Snow, back when he had Snow.
Eric Snow and Boobie Gibson on that team. Verjao.
No, they made it to an NBA Finals.
Larry Hughes. Yeah, I understand why LeBron left that That bunch of misfits. Look what happened the year after he left. They got the number one pick.
No doubt about that. All right, thanks for Tender Time as always, Wags. Coming up next, it's our dogs and cats from the weekend. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
So dogs and cats from the weekend, BK, and it's sponsored by Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations.
The best in the business. When you want the home of your dreams, you got to call 255-8678 for that custom audiovisual automation system. You want the four TVs, the surround sound, the speakers by your pool or patio, whatever. Whatever the TV or audio setup that you want for your home, you got to make it happen. AVConsultations.com or call 255-8678.
First dog from the weekend for me is Westlake High School, specifically quarterback play out of Westlake High School. Pretty cool to see Westlake become the first high school in America to have two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks as its graduates. And perhaps there's a third on the horizon with one Sam Ehlinger, who after that trick play last night at the end of the first half tweeted out that that is a play that Westlake runs. So you wonder if Peterson got the idea for that play from what Nick Foles had told him.
Ooh, is he calling
from his
Coach
days
Dodge?
At Westlake. Maybe so.
Interesting. I guess Coach Dodge wasn't there back when Nick Foles was there. Now, was the trick play an illegal formation like it was in the Super Bowl last night?
It looked like the video that Sam tweeted out that the quarterback was still, or the quarterback, it was him. It was Sam Ehlinger that was the quarterback in the play. It looked like he was kind of like tiptoeing forward a little bit. So it looked like an illegal motion in terms of him going forward. But in terms of just the basic setup of the play, it was not illegal like that.
Interesting. All right. That's good stuff right there. Yeah. Nick Foles, the story, just an incredible one. Guy who wanted to leave football 2 years ago, and now he's the Super Bowl MVP. He was one of mine. My first dog of the week. The new Hall of Famers, the new inductees to the 2018 NFL Hall of Fame class, and this is a loaded one. T.O. finally gets in. Jerry Kramer gets in as well, but Brian Urlacher, Brian Dawkins, Bobby Beathard, Robert Brazil, Ray Lewis, all of those dudes. A ton of talent from my childhood, especially when you're talking Lewis and T.O. and Urlacher and Dawkins. Some studs inducted into the class of 2018. It's about time T.O. gets in. I know it was an issue and a problem in the locker room, but those dudes' numbers speak for themselves. Ray Lewis will be a guy who killed a guy to get into the Super Bowl. Will he wear a white suit during his Hall of Fame induction? That would be the funniest thing ever if Ray Lewis just shows up in that missing jacket. But loaded Hall of Fame class. Congrats to all of those men. Also, Randy Moss. I don't know how I left him out. Randy Moss, one of those inductees as well. Ton of talent going to Canton.
First pussycat from the weekend for me is the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team.
Geez.
Just when it looks like they're gaining full control over the conference, they lose a home game to Oklahoma State. The hell? Oklahoma State, that's third to last in the conference right now, somehow goes into Lawrence and outplays the Jayhawks. They shot pretty decently from three-point range and also did a great job on the boards and also really... I'm not sure how they won this game, BK. How did Oklahoma State win this game?
Well, they took it to Kansas early, and the Jayhawks weren't ready. It was a trap game, right? Kansas coming off that big win at Kansas State. You look on their schedule, and they've got home games against Oklahoma State and TCU on the horizon. You feel like you can get away with 70% effort against the Cowboys and win, and Oklahoma State punched them in the mouth early. It was too much to overcome. They were physical. I mean, they wanted it way more. I hate that cliche, but... How about Kansas losing three times at the Fieldhouse for the first time since 98-99?
Three losses in the previous 6 years or something
they,
like
they
that.
They were 102-3 before this year in the last 5 years at the Fieldhouse, and now they just can't win there anymore. It's very weird, but I told y'all they're not going to win this conference. They're still tied for first. They're not going to win this conference. You heard it here first.
The physicality of the Cowboys reflective in their 41-28 edge on the board.
No doubt about it. My first cat of the week, dude, Malcolm Butler. What the hell did he do? To not see the field yesterday?
We need to hear that story.
Hopefully so. We'll find something out of this. You know, Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia were, you know, they just kind of said, well, we had schemes, we had formations, and he wasn't a part of them. But Malcolm Butler is a guy who played about 98% of the Patriots' defensive snaps all season long.
Doesn't make sense.
He's a Super Bowl hero from a couple years ago with that interception he made at the goal line against Seattle. Everybody knows about that play. I don't understand. I can't even speculate on what he did. I feel like he could have like gotten away with a hit and run and killed the guy on the way to the stadium and still would have found his way to the field. Didn't play. The backup Rowe was getting torched all night long. The Patriots defense as a whole was getting torched all night long through the air by Nick Foles. Completely different contest if Malcolm Butler plays. I don't know what the hell he did, but whatever he did might have cost his team a 6th Super Bowl ring.
Another dog for me from the weekend is Texas Longhorn football. Tom Herman and company receive another high-profile commitment. Now, this one was expected. Josh Moore announced that he was going to make his pick at 1 o'clock yesterday. Sure enough, the 4-star wide receiver from Yoakum High School committed to Texas. The 6'1", 170-pound athlete chose Texas over Florida State, A&M, Oregon, and LSU amongst his 52 offers. He is the 24th member to join UT's class of 2018. Now, a lot of people are assuming he fills the slot wide receiver need. That's not necessarily the case, though. Some say that his athletic ability lends itself more to the outside, so we shall find out. Also, based on people I speak with, Justin Wells included, I'm not necessarily going to expect him to contribute in year one here as a Longhorn.
Yeah, hopefully you can redshirt guys like that, keep the depth coming in the wide receiver room. He's 6'3", 175. He's got to put on some meat on those bones.
6'1", 170.
6'1", I'm sorry.
6'1", 170, okay. And he's also competing in track and field as well.
I've got different numbers from my side. Interesting.
Hmm.
Huh. Well, Joshua Moore coming, and his brother is a commit, already signed with Texas A&M. So you got that sibling rivalry going on right there. Dog of the week for me, Auburn basketball. I'm just really talking about the Tigers this year, but they've climbed up to number 8 in the country. They're 21-2 on the season. Only losses to Alabama and to Temple early on. Bruce Pearl's done a phenomenal job with this bunch. Kind of an older group. Bryce Brown, they've got a guy named Mustafa on the team, which is hard not to root for anybody with that name. Number 8 in the country, 9-1 atop the SEC, one of the least talked about teams in the country. If you haven't seen Auburn play this year, could be worth checking out. They're a talented bunch.
I have to give one more bit of love to Kerwin Roach. We are seeing the continued development of Kerwin Roach as a basketball player. And if there is a guy who has benefited, and I almost hate to put it in those terms, but it seems to be serving as an inspiration for him, somebody who has benefited from Andrew Jones being out, it is Kerwin Roach. Matt Coleman receives a lot of love for what happened at the Frank Kerwin Center on Saturday in terms of what he was able to do scoring the basketball in the second half. Kerwin Roach was there from the get-go, scoring points, playing really good defense, and helping facilitate the offense as well. His development is a major catalyst in this team's successes going forward.
I got to correct you, by the way.
Yes.
Westlake, the second high school to have 2 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks because the Manning brothers went to the same high school.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't count.
Does that count? What do you mean it doesn't count? Come on, man. First unrelated.
There we go.
From the same high school. My cat of the week, Liverpool FC. Getting robbed yesterday by one of the officials in EPL. Yeah, I was watching soccer yesterday.
What are you doing, man?
Liverpool getting screwed against Tottenham. They had a beautiful goal in the 92nd. I don't know why I'm going half Australia.
He actually knows who they played, too. That's impressive.
In the 92nd minute, a beautiful goal to take the lead. And then just a terrible call. Gave Tottenham a penalty. They had 2 penalty kicks in the last 10 minutes and made one of them, and it was tied at 2, and soccer, it ended with a tie. Yeah, I was watching.
Who scored the penalty?
Harry Kane! How about that?
Xavier, one of our favorite callers and texters, is asking, why not a dog for the Texas fan base or basketball team? Come on, guys. Well, we gave a little bit of one to the basketball team. You don't get pats on the back for doing what you're supposed to.
Just because we're not used to having good fans doesn't mean when we do have good fans every once in a while doesn't mean we need to credit you guys.
When
you
college game day comes to your school, you're supposed to show up for that broadcast. You're supposed to show up when your ranked rival comes into the arena on a Saturday evening. That's supposed to be a sold-out game. You don't get a pat on the back for that.
I don't care if Oklahoma's ranked. I don't care if it's Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You show up to that damn game.
Agreed.
That's just how it works when your rival comes to play. I was watching that soccer at Fido, by the way, which ironically, you know, it's a soccer bar right across the street from Oil Can Harry's and Rain.
What was
soccer.
Going on with you?
Soccer.
This weekend.
Interesting. Right
were
across
you,
from the gay
Krista?
Bars. No, I wasn't. I had some boys in town who were big soccer fans. And I watched like the last 20 minutes and then I got out of there. So, congrats, soccer fans. You got me for a day right across from the gay bars. We're taking a break. When we come back, back to real football, a real sport that didn't end in a tie yesterday. We'll get back into Super Bowl 52, talk Pats, Eagles, and some of the other happenings from our weekends. Midday with Trey and BK. This is The Horn.